Hello, and welcome to Sobercast, where we provide AA speaker meetings and workshops in podcast format. We're an ad-free podcast, and if you enjoy listening, please help us be self-supporting by visiting Sobercast.com, look for the donate link, and drop a dollar or two into our virtual basket. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Have a great day.
Hello, everyone. My name is Doug, and I'm an alcoholic. Hi. Time for the play. Now we get to the serious part. This is the Fresno edition of the 12 Traditions play. We held auditions for this play for about 3 days, so we've got expert actors and actresses up here. Our play tells the story of the Middletown, USA group. About 5 years old, the group at first had a very rapid growth and at one time had about 150 members. For the past 2 years, however, it has been steadily falling off, and there are only about 8 or 10 members left. The play opens with a special business meeting called in an attempt to ready the situation. Most groups, new and old, from time to time have had problems similar to Middletown's. They have suffered from promoters, bleeding deacons, Little Red Riding Hoods, heeing and sheeing triangles, politicians, and so forth. However, since AA began, we have never been divided by a major controversial issue. When the chips are down, the group conscience takes over. Now, the play.
You know, Diane, I sure was surprised when Charlie agreed to this meeting this afternoon. I didn't think he'd ever go for it at all.
Well, he didn't guess we planned to get here early. You know, Tom is supposed to meet us here so we can try to get something worked out before Charlie arrives.
Hope he gets here before Charlie so maybe we can cook up something to knock him off his throne, or at least rock it a little.
Well, you know what the trouble is? He's just a dictator, and he doesn't want anyone else to do anything. Now, when I was on my vacation and went to the meeting in Big Town, I heard them talking about elections and rotating leaders, and the group paying its own way, and a lot of stuff like that. But all Charlie does is hold on like grim death. He just won't let anybody do anything.
Well, maybe it's all right after all. He is the founder, and he does know all about AA. I never heard any of this stuff before you bumped into it over there, but I sure know our group has gone to pot.
I certainly hope when Tom gets here, we can think of something.
Well, we have to do something. If he should die, I'd have to take over, and I need to establish my authority ahead of time. I'm next in seniority, you know.
I don't care so much about that. I just don't like the way he does things. It just doesn't seem right. Here's Tom now. Hi, Tom.
Hi,
Ben. Hiya, Tom. We're just talking the situation over. Listen to little Diana here.
We've just been talking about Charlie and the way he holds on to everything with an iron hand. I was just talking about when I went on my vacation and went to that meeting in Big Town. They don't do it the way we do it at all. And you know that, too.
Well, all I know is what you told me, but you had started to say something about some kind of elections. What was that all about?
The groups there elect different leaders, and they have group secretaries and committees, and they invite other groups to come in and hold meetings for them. And all sorts of things. They even have dances and everything. Stuff we never even heard of around here.
Well, Tom, I'm the only financial brains around here. You're the politician. What do you think about elections, and how could we hold one? How do we do it?
Ha! You and your money ought to be able to figure that one out. The question is, how are you going to handle Charlie?
Don't worry about that. I'll handle him. You tell me how to handle a nut, and we'll get something done.
Yes, we should start by having an election. But who's going to tell him? I'd be scared to. He might throw me out of AA.
Well, I'm not afraid of him. In fact, I'll tell him.
You've got your opportunity. Here's old Napoleon now.
Say, what's going on here? I can't be late, so you guys must be early. You weren't talking about Papa, were you? Say, what's the idea? Move over here. Who said that you could sit in my chair?
I paid for it. Don't see why I can't sit in it once in a while when you're not here.
Well, it's my chair after all. You know, I'm the founder. And I gotta have the biggest chair. Hell, let's get going here. We have to get these people back to the meeting again real quick.
Why don't you and Haskell pay him to come?
Oh, now stop interrupting. I've got a lot of plans. Now, I know what they need, and everything's all lined up. We're going to have a TV program with O'Brien, Sheriff O'Brien, that is, and I'm going to be interviewed about all the good we've done people. I'll tell them how we're going to get O'Brien's backing, and I'll mention some of the outstanding big shots in town who have been to our past meetings, like Banker Jones and the mayor's cousin, and I'm making a deal with Judge Jay to sit in on the bench with him. We can comb over the likely-looking ones, and then I'll screen them, if they look like the kind of people we want. I'll screen them and accept their application for AA, and the judge can sentence them to AA. Huh?
Isn't anyone supposed to be in AA just because they want to be in AA?
Now, little girl, you just leave it to me. You're too new to know about these things. Now, I've been sober 5 years, and I know what's best. And the rest of you will have to be loyal to me. After all, I started... Say, wait a minute, just a minute. Who are you, and what do you want?
I'm Will Noble, and I'm an alcoholic, and a member of AA from Sacramento. I happen to be the present delegate to General Service, and I'm driving back home from the conference. I looked in the World Directory and found your group listed, so I thought I'd visit you.
He sounds like those people at the big meeting in Big Town.
What's a conference?
What's General Service?
What World Directory?
Don't you pay any attention to that stuff. It's a lot of rules and regulations they have back in New York. Would never work in Middletown, and we don't need them anyhow. We have a great little group here. Yep, I started it, and old Haskell here to my right, he's my right-hand man. Why, I've been sober 5 years, and I straightened him up about 3 years ago. Now, little Diane here, she's been around a couple of years, and she's still pretty wet behind the ears. Always getting ideas about doing things different. And my pal Tom is a new addition. But boy, he sure knows how to get things done around City Hall. He's only been off the stuff about 10 months. By the way, Bub, how long did you say you've been in this outfit?
Well, I've been sober nearly 11 years now, one day at a time.
11 years?
11 years?
11 years?
I don't believe it.
Ha! Huh. Maybe you'd better move over, too, and give him your chair.
Move over, you. I'm going to give my chair to this old-timer. Sit down here. Here you are, old-timer. Sit right down in my chair, right here in the center. Now, let's get this show on the road. You've heard of some of my plans about getting these people back that have been staying away.
Hmm?
That's all he ever does. Talks about what he's going to do. And he doesn't do it. And he won't let anyone else. He just holds on like grim death. He calls the group his garden.
We need to weed him out. He thinks just because he's the founder and has more sobriety than none of our ideas are any good. I've got some good ideas on how to run the group. Mm-hmm. But he's going to make us wait until he dies before I can put my plans into effect. Anyhow, if we had an election, I bet I'd win. Been fixing those things for years around here.
Now listen, you show more respect for him in front of this old-timer.
That's right. What a way to talk, and in front of a stranger, too. And after all I've done, pulling people off bar stools, giving all my time and efforts, and all those trips I made to Chicago to find out how to operate.
Huh. He tells these stories about making all these trips to Chicago to find out how AA works, but that wasn't it at all. He was just going up there all right, but he was just playing footsies with the program. And what's more, he couldn't stay sober. So he came back down here, and when he talks about pulling people off of bar stools, he's talking about me. But if it hadn't been for me and my money, he wouldn't have a thing. I got him a job, started him in business and all, and when he says he started this group, he didn't have any choice. He just couldn't stay sober in Chicago and couldn't stay sober here on his own.
They just squabble all the time. They won't tell you what's wrong, but I will. All our members are staying away, and some of them are getting drunk. Because Charlie won't let anyone but himself have a word to say about anything.
Now, now, little girl. I've got everything under control, and things are going to be different.
Just how do you run your meetings?
Just for laughs, tell him.
Well, I sort of opened the meeting by telling how I went to Chicago and about what a tough time I had getting all those people to come at first. And then I tell them how I run my group and how I screen the new ones. Then Haskell here, he tells them how much he's done for the town helping me run the group. Then some of the others talk, and, well, I wind up with a real strong pitch. Mm-hmm.
That is a laugh. Let me tell you how he really does it. He gets up and spouts about how he founded the group and has a right to run it his way. He keeps this up for about 25 minutes. Then his buddy gets up and tells us what a great guy he is and how much dough he puts up. Then he lets his pal take over again, and he explains what Haskell has been talking about. Then old Father Time tells us not to take a drink before the next meeting, tells us again what a good Joe he is, and then closes the meeting. Ask the others. They'll tell you the same thing. Hey, and what about all that money you've been getting for the group, those rich friends of yours in town, and the charity drives and all? Tell the man about it.
Say, I'll take that cigar and put it somewhere. Don't worry about that. I've got it all in my head.
You got the figures in your head, but where's the loot? You got that up there, too?
No. Well, I mean, yes. Oh, shut up. And listen to this man from California here.
You listen. That'll be a switch.
I just happened to have this pamphlet in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we arrived at from the past experience of all the groups. You really should have a copy here. The General Service Conference, which I've just been to, is the guardian of our traditions and is based on unity, service, and recovery. Our first tradition says our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on AA unity. The second tradition explains that there are no bosses in AA. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Nor should AA as such ever be organized. It's better to create committees directly responsible to the members.
What did I tell you? That's just what they've been saying in Big Town.
Just what I've been saying all along.
By the way, how many groups do you have here in Middletown?
I can answer that one. Another bunch around here tried to start a group a while back, but the way it was shaping up, I figured I'd have to put a stop to that kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. We couldn't have two groups. They were getting as big as us, so what I did, I had the police raid the joint where they were meeting. But they must have paid somebody off, because nothing happened. They kept on meeting. Some guy from Jersey had come here and thought he was pretty smart and didn't want to do it our way. So when they didn't get closed up, couldn't find anything wrong, they said, I took matters into my own hands. I just bought the building, turned off the utilities, and put them out of business.
Right.
After all, it was either we wipe them out or they wipe us out.
You thought you were pretty smart, but I'd like to see another group here. We could visit back and forth and exchange ideas and help each other. You and the boss just don't want any competition, that's all.
Our past experience proves that every group has the right to be self-governing, provided they don't hurt some other group, or all of AA, and no group should have a right to interfere with another as long as it is operating in accordance with the principles of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's our tradition four. The cover of our worldwide directory clearly states that any two or more people gathered together for sobriety can call themselves an AA group, providing they are self-supporting and have no other affiliations.
Well, I don't know. It sounded okay, and it might work in some other places, but it would never do here. These people depend on me because they know I know the score.
I almost didn't come tonight. That Haskell was pretty nasty about that poker debt, and I've been trying to borrow the money. After all, it was an AA poker debt, and I have to pay it.
May I ask what an AA poker is?
Oh, just a little idea I dreamed up. We were getting sort of tired just sitting around listening to each other every week, and some of the wives were getting pretty jumpy about it. So I decided that one meeting a month, we'd let the wives cook up a potluck, and then us boys could adjourn, and we'd have a poker game instead of a meeting. Just a friendly little no-limit game.
Friendly?
Yes, and he even chases away new people who happen to show up on poker night.
Well, we just tell them to come back next week. Now, what's wrong with that?
Can I read you Tradition 5 here?
Well, if you must.
Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Without new members, we would all die.
Excuse me, is this AAA?
AAA? This is AA. But right now, we're very busy in the meeting. Now, come back the day after tomorrow. That's our regular meeting night, okay?
But the judge told me that you people in this place can help.
We want to if we can.
Didn't you hear the man? We're too busy.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's show this old-timer how we screen new people with your system.
Okay. Watch this now. You'll see how careful we are. At first, we had a lot of trouble with all these kinds of people trying to get in, so I set up a screening committee and made some rules. When the others didn't agree with me, I screened them out. I pass on all new applications, and we just keep pure old good alkies.
Pure. Wow.
And I personally pass on all new applicants. Mm-hmm.
Are you sure this is the right place?
No. I just happen to have one of our application forms here with me. Now, listen here. Stand so I can see you here. Holy Moses. What's your name?
Scott.
And what's your correct age?
31.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't even think of it there for a minute.
Well, that is.
What kind of work do you do?
Well, I'm not working now. I just got fired. They said I was drinking on the job.
Yeah, figures. What's your religion?
Agnostic.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. We don't ever have much luck with those Catholics. Tell me, what's your political affiliation?
Huh?
I said, what's your political Oh, never mind. Who did you vote for in the last election?
I always vote a straight ticket. I always vote for prohibition ticket.
What a bunch of crackpots.
What's your, formal education?
Well, I left school in the 8th grade, but later I was a trustee.
Oh, now what kind of school could that be?
Well, it was a Gray Bar Reformatory.
Tell me, were you ever in jail?
Sure, I just got out. That's why the judge sent me over here.
Were you ever in on a morals offense?
Yeah, but they framed me. I only had 2 beers.
Yeah, have you been drinking today?
Only 2 beers to help me.
Yeah, that's what they all say. What's the matter with you? Can't you stay sober long enough to come down here in the first place?
If I could stay sober, I never would have come here.
Here. That's a smart aleck answer. Here you are. I'll hand you one of our application forms. Now, go over there. Come on. Hop to it. Go over there and sit on and fill it out and keep quiet. I want you to know that we're very busy. Do you want to ask me a question?
Can I ask a question?
The application has obviously interfered with your script. No, you can't ask a question. Just go over there and sit down. You're here to be seen and not heard. Now, what do you think of that? It'll give you an idea of how careful we are in our screening. Why, you could bring your wife or sister or your maiden aunt here, and they'd never find any riffraff around here.
Only those pure alcoholics he was talking about before.
Right! Why, I've screened out all the riffraff. Undesirables, manhandlers, con men, troublemakers, and especially all those phony balonies.
Hey! Tell him about the fallen woman.
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you're crazy.
Oh, yes, you do, too. Last winter when those gals...
Oh, that, Lord Owl, that was nothing. He doesn't know what he's talking about, you know.
Well, go on, tell him.
Well, it was really nothing. One night last winter, a couple of babes tried to come in here, but, you know, I'm pretty hep. And I recognized the type right away. I knew something had to be done right off, so I just told them plainly they could not come in here and contaminate my group. So I escorted them to the door.
To the door, out the door. And we didn't see him again for 3 weeks.
Good stuff, huh?
Now wait. It wasn't exactly like that. It was only two. Oh, and now wait a minute. Damn it! Why don't you mind your own business?
Well, it certainly proved you knew your 13th step.
Shut up, you!
That was not a very quick count. How many do you think you've eliminated from this group through your screening method?
Oh, my, I'd say we managed to get rid of a couple of hundred in the last year or so, didn't you?
I wonder where they are now.
Oh.
Well, I know where girls are who left. They were girls that I went to school with.
You know, in the early days of AA, this screening problem came up, and the members had to agree that even if a new prospect had other problems than alcohol, or would not accept God right away, or was controversial, it was best for AA, if they were alcoholics, to accept them. Many of these remain to become good AA members. That's why the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking, like Tradition 3 says.
Well, maybe you're right. We could try it, and if it didn't work, well, we could always go back to screening them again, right?
Another thing, is your group self-supporting?
Huh?
Self-supporting?
Self-supporting.
What a joke. This gang wouldn't support anything. I support them. Nobody else will. I own this building, so I let them have free rent. I own part of the cafe down the street, so I provide the refreshments. And my wife owns a furniture store, and I gave them all the furniture. I get money for Charlie from a lot of my friends, and I always put 20 bucks in the basket after the meeting.
You're good at that.
Yeah.
It isn't those 20s I mind. It's the way he weighs them in the air before he finally puts them in the basket. I still think we should move into the back room of Shapiro's furniture store and pay him $2 a night for it. And then we could all kick in the way Diana wants us to.
You have a wonderful idea there. It's better for every AA group to be self-supporting, declining outside contributions.
Declining money? And what else? Oh, brother.
Hey, don't let such crazy ideas louse up the deal I made with O'Brien to get him reelected. Sure. Uh-huh. Nor the deal with Charlie to go on TV with him.
Mm-hmm.
We need O'Brien. He's a big help to us. He gets the judge to put him in for us or take him out for us.
Of all the dirty double crosses I ever heard, you told me the group would go along with my man Olson to get him elected instead of O'Brien. And I promised him we would. Olson's a coming man. He's going to be the governor someday. And I promised to finance his campaign.
Maloney, O'Brien's the best man. I promised him the group would support him.
Yes. You know, I know O'Brien's a good guy. But if Haskell thinks he can put over Olson, maybe we'd better reconsider.
That's a lousy trick. I've already promised O'Brien, and don't forget, he also promised to set up the deal with old Doc to change the name of the hospital Doc has to the AA hospital.
Good.
And to put us AAs in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Olson can do that just as well as O'Brien.
O'Brien's the one who can do us the most good.
He isn't. Olson's the one.
Well, we certainly need the hospital in AA's name. I'm spending too much time and money running around to screen prospects. Now, with a hospital, we could charge plenty and make some real dough. And at the same time, Doc could get them sobered up for us. You know, he can dose them up with a lot of tranquilizers to calm them down, and then I can screen them.
What if they don't have money for a hospital?
I guess they'd have to do without the hospital, but this hospital deal's a good one.
Nice.
All those things are tax-exempt if we put in a free case now and then. You know, old Doc's a drunk himself, and he knows how to handle them.
O'Brien's the one who can put it over.
He is not. Olson's the one.
You want to go outside and make something of it?
Now, wait a minute, you two. We have company, you know. But if we do back Olson and he gets the governor, then he can do a lot of things for us.
I always knew you were a rat.
You're a rat think yourself.
Isn't this just terrible? That's what's the matter with this group, all this politics and stuff. That's why the other group started. You wanted them to vote for your man, and they didn't want to get into politics. But they had to on account of you, so they started another group.
O'Brien's the best man for AA.
Olson's better.
Maybe Olson is going to be governor someday.
Excuse me.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Me?
No.
Oh. You know, everything you're talking about is covered in our traditions. For example, Tradition 7 says we should be self-supporting. Tradition 10 warns us to stay out of politics and public controversy. 100 years ago, a society named the Washingtonians almost had an answer to alcoholism. Abraham Lincoln praised them and talked to their meeting, but they got involved in politics and in fighting against slavery and making alcohol illegal and so forth. They fought for so many causes that they became divided among themselves and so died. It's fine to be a good citizen, but politics have to have no place in AA if we are to survive ourselves. And about this hospital, the early AAs tried that too, and many other things. They were even going to scoop up the derelicts on Skid Row, start AA farms run by AAs, finance it by the sale of AA books. We didn't sell enough books, fortunately, so the idea fell through. Later, we learned we shouldn't try to act like professionals, which we aren't. And we should never be paid for our 12-step work. We also found it was never advisable to lend the AA name to any related facility or outside enterprise.
You.
We, yeah, honest to you, right in here. We should try to stick to our own business, which is carrying the message to the alcoholic. Also, any group funds collected from the members should be used only for AA purposes. Yeah, only for AA purposes and should never be diverted to outside agencies. Other agencies do help the alcoholic, and while we cooperate with them, AA should never go as far as affiliation or endorsement, actual or implied.
Sir, excuse me.
Oh, shut up!
At least we can go through with our TV show. I own half the TV station, and I promised Olson to put the group on with him. That way we can get in a plug for Olson and get recruits for the group at the same time.
I want equal time for O'Brien.
Is that being anonymous? Supposing someone who did want to join and needs help from us saw the show and got scared off because they thought that they'd have to go on TV too if they joined AA.
You'll understand these things better when you've been around as long as I have. Mm-hmm.
I can't see that it would do any harm this one time. I just can't let Olson down.
I can't let O'Brien down.
Why don't we see what it says here? Our other pamphlet on the traditions. Tradition 11 says, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. You really don't need a political TV show to attract new members. In fact, the traditions say we need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. You see, AA is a spiritual program. And Tradition 12 states that anonymity is the spiritual foundation of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Look here, I have a thought. Why don't I, or better still, Charlie, why don't you read our traditions straight through and see if applying them might not make a big change in the problems of your group.
Okay, where are these kids? Read them right here?
Right from the start, yeah.
Good Lord, traditions. We never had anything like this.
You wouldn't let us.
Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on AA unity. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. The only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or AA as a whole. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the alcoholic who still suffers. An AA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend its name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. I can't believe all this. Every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Alcoholics Anonymous, see, I pronounced it, should remain forever non-professional. But our service centers may employ special workers. AA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. Alcoholics Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the AA name ought never be drawn into public controversy.
Like O'Brien and Olson.
That left that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. And the last one is, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Including founders.
We can't even use last names. Well, it sure does look like we've been making every single mistake in the book. Shall we go along with this delegate from California?
Yeah,
I'm pouring 100%. I'll just write him a check right now.
No! We pay our own way, remember?
I'm all for it. Just what I've been talking about all along.
Say, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll order some of these pamphlets right away. I'll eliminate the screening committee myself, that is, and, well, we'll have an election. How's
good.
That?
Good! I nominate Charlie for our first elected leader.
Well, thank you.
He'll be our twisted servant.
Twisted?
Oh, I certainly think that it was lucky that Will was guided here by our higher power tonight. I think we knew all along we were on the wrong track, but we didn't know where we were wrong.
Actually, every one of those traditions is based on the mistakes the early members of AA made. You don't have to do it again.
Right. And just to show my good faith, here's this new man, a brand new man, sitting over there all evening with a question. Stand up, young man. Stand up now. Ask your question, fellow.
Sir, I only have one question. Where's the bathroom? I hope I'm not too late.
I think you are too late. Good thing he has the application with him.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Sobercast is ad-free, and we'd like your help in order to keep it that way. So if you'd like to help us be self-supporting by pledging $1 or $2 a month, visit Sobercast.com and look for the donate links. Thank you very much.